Welcome to Southeast Geeks, a Silicon Slopes East podcast devoted to what people are geeky about in Southeast Utah. I'm your host, Jade Powell. On these podcasts, we interview locals, business owners, and individuals that like to spend time in Southeast Utah for one geeky reason or another. These episodes may be about individuals or companies doing high-tech things in the region or entertaining activities that people are passionate about in Southeast Utah. Today, I'm talking with Rick Shiner and his daughter-in-law, Marianne Shiner, from Bookcliff Sales. How are you two doing today?
Doing good.
We'll have Rick introduce himself first. Just kind of give us a brief history of who you are, what you've been up to for the last few years. And
how many years? I'm Rick Shiner. My brother and I started Bookcliff Sales back in 85. We've grown it. We have a store now in Rock Springs, Wyoming, and we added a workwear store here in Price next door to the main building. We have 25 employees currently, and we are very busy. Coal mines are still going very well. We do sell a lot of scrubs, that kind of stuff in the workwear, so we get a lot of other people in besides just mining people.
What are some of the things that Bookcliff Sales sells?
We are a go-to distributor for the mines. They use us a lot for picking up odds and ends. So we have credit cards established with our buyers where they can go in and buy stuff and then ship it direct, or we have it shipped to us and we deliver it. It's a convenience and a service for them, and it helps them out. But our main lines are conveyor belt products, nuts and bolts, common nuts and bolts, but we sell a lot of them. Tools. We have foam that is used for air stoppings in the mine to help control the air flows. We do a lot of that. So a lot of miscellaneous items.
With the Lila Canyon coal mine fire, what have you been helping with?
Her husband, my son Mark, has probably been up there 3 to 5 times a day, all night long or in the morning. They've had to do food, totes with hoses going into them so they could monitor the gases in the mine on a more consistent basis in them. So it's just a lot of everything. It's
just a support to our local coal mining industry.
Yeah, that's right.
Marianne?
So I am Marianne Shiner. I am Rick's daughter-in-law, have been a Shiner for almost 30 years. So I stayed out of the business for a long time, stayed home, raised our children, had another career. And 5 years ago, I came in to just really help get our workwear store organized and managed. So I've been doing that for 5 years. And we've really done a lot there. It's really exciting stuff that's going through that store.
So Bookcliff's been around since the mid-80s, 1985. You start out supporting the local coal mining industry from nuts and bolts to conveyor belt systems, and you're still doing that.
Our first day of business was Willowbrook fire disaster, and that's how we got started servicing the mines with anything they needed. We did that for 3 months. We do everything from overtime lunches to going to Salt Lake to pick up special products, picking it up at airports and that kind of stuff. So that's just been the kind of our background, is to take care of the mines when they need it.
Did the business start in response to the Willowbrook mine? Or
no. My brother and I were working for other mining companies and mining suppliers. They were bought out, and we just seen an opportunity to pick up some of the lines and start our own business. And it just happened. The first day of business was Willowbrook fire. So it just grew up from there.
Which, for our listeners, that happened over in Emory County at the Willowbrook mine, just days, a week or so right before Christmas. And I believe 28 coal miners lost their lives that day in a fire and rescue efforts.
There was one lady in it and 26 or 27 men.
Very sad day, but glad to have you here. Glad to have you be supporting our local industry in Carbon and Emery counties. Now, Bookcliff Sales, you're located in Price, Utah. That's where you're headquartered at. That's where your stores are here in Carbon County. And you're located very close to the downtown district. And so recently, Price City and Bookcliff Sales has partnered with a local artist to create an attraction to help attract people into downtown. Can you speak of what you've created and kind of what went into it?
We were at dinner one night, and Marianne introduced me to Kate Kilpatrick. She's an artist and helper. And when we started up to leave, and I turned to her and I said, look at the building in Price. tell me what you think you can do with it. It's a long wall and it's all olive book lift. So see what you want to do. And it was a few months later, she came back and said, I'd like to paint the mural on her. So then we started meeting. We were able to get some money funded to take care of it. And we went through many ideas. We wanted to keep it all Carbon County as much as we could. And so we picked out a lot of the history stuff that goes back into the 60s, 50s. And we just started adding to it. And I was given a phone call yesterday complimenting us on putting up their grandfather's name of their coal mine. We went back to the 50s. So
very cool.
So if I can give a little more background, I'll take it back a little bit farther. We were participating in some meetings regarding downtown and the economy and how we could boost that as a community. And Rick said, hey, I have this wall. It's a city block length. It actually covers like two of our buildings plus then like parking and storage, but it is behind Main Street businesses. So it's really a great space for something like this. And he said, if anybody ever wants to paint a mural, here's my wall. So fast forwarding, I was able to see some work that Kate had done and realized that that was who we would want to do this if it ever came to be. And I approached her and she said she would be interested. And then I introduced her to Rick at some point after that. And we were able to see this thing come to be. And Kate did a lot of research. So there's stuff on the wall that even locals now won't understand until they hear the story of why it's there without realizing it's part of our history in Carbon County. So the sugar beet farming.
Right.
A lot of people are like have no idea what that part of the mural is about, but it's a really cool part of our history.
It's great. So you partnered with Price City.
Yes.
Price City helped find some grant funding to help pay the artist. However, Booklift still made quite the large investment through prepping the wall, making sure the buildings were ready to be painted. You've now installed lighting above the mural so that people at night driving by can see it, can walk by it. Your hopes are to draw people in to Price downtown.
Right. The reality for us is the mural is not likely to draw people necessarily into our businesses, but that was not ever the idea behind the mural. The mural was to create a piece of beauty in our downtown. And with the lights, I've actually had people say to me, the mural is almost prettier under the lights at night. It brings out a whole different dimension to the paint and to the artwork. So you have to see it in the daylight and then you have to come back and see it at night. And the lighting not only creates that beauty on the mural, it actually creates a safer space as well. So it kind of has a double purpose to light the mural, but to create a safe alley space between the buildings, which it hasn't always been known for that. So
yeah.
We're hoping to improve that as well.
So the area where the mural is, it's one Price City block long, which is 400 or 500 feet long, whatever we want to say it is. It is behind the Main Street businesses storefront. It's on the back side of the buildings, but before your buildings. Mm-hmm. And traditionally that has always just been used for parking.
Yes.
But now with the mural, we're hoping to attract people down. We can maybe hold events there. We held an event on September 17th, the mural grand opening. We hope to have a band there and slides and food. We still had a great time, even though we got rained out and the band had to go home without playing. But it just really has introduced a new space into downtown, an events space. And also for our listeners, it's so hard to paint the picture of what this mural looks like and what this new attraction has been that, yeah, it looks totally different during the day. And then at night, just all those colors, they're so vibrant. The blues and everything else just kind of pops in this traditionally dark alleyway that it's always been. At least since I can remember, it's always just been this dark alleyway. Now it's full of color and light. Can you give us just a brief description of kind of what the mural depicts?
Starting at the beginning, if you follow it from left to right.
Because it's kind of like a story.
It is
a story that kind of.
Yeah. Loves. So it starts out with the earth facing with the nations of Europe and facing towards us. We're used to seeing the North Americas, but this is turned where many of the immigrants that came into our area were from. So it depicts immigrant families. They're coming from the other side of the earth into Carbon County. They're coming through Castle Gate, which is a known rock formation to people here. they're coming through the rail. So the first section of the mural is the trains. The old depot that was torn down many years ago is on the mural. So it starts there. And then it also has four of the oldest churches in our area on the mural. So we start with the Methodist Church, which Kate, during her research, found was the first church to be dedicated in our area. So that one ended up first on the mural. So you come through the rail, and it kind of tells the history of the rail from old to new. Each panel kind of depicts that. And then you move into the coal mining section of the mural, moving into the power plant history of our area. So there's actually the carbon plant, which is no longer in existence, it's on the mural. We go into the sugar beet farming, which is, again, one of the coolest pictures on this wall, into agriculture, farming. And then the last panel, there's a lot in between. The Greek church, the Catholic church, the LDS tabernacle, which was torn down when, Rick?
It's torn down in the early 60s.
So most of us don't even know what it is.
Us old people remember it.
The old people remember it. But all of those are depicted as well. And then the last section of the mural, which is not quite finished, she's working on it this week, is a eagle with its wings spread. And it is a picture, one, I think, of strength, but two, also the local college here started out as Carbon College, transitioned to College of Eastern Utah, which that's where I went. As the Golden Eagles, and then is now Utah State University Eastern. And so all of that will be depicted, which shows that education has also been an important part of our community.
There's one part on there you need to remember. Ready Kilowatt.
Ready
People
Kilowatt.
People from the back in the 50s, 60s will remember Ready Kilowatt, but the kids nowadays are looking at it like, what is this all
Who
about?
Who is that? But that's probably one of the things that people are drawn to the most. They're like, Ready Kilowatt. They get so excited.
Well, and Kate specifically started there just for the excitement factor of how bright Ready Kilowatt is. And then my favorite piece on the whole mural is the workers pressing up the light switch, because I think it's so important for us to remember that our power comes through hard work. We just plug our stuff in. Everything's supposed to work. We take it for granted. But literally, we have people whose lives are on the line every day to create that power for us. So
I love the mural. It just shows Carbon County's industry, which I think Kate's done a real good job doing that with your vision of what it should be and things of that nature. And it goes anywhere from the railroad to our show and our culture, to the people that are here, to our agriculture culture, the sugar beets, the farming, cattle herding, to our education. So it's just a great thing to be drawn in.
It looks like the geek is on sneak. It's time to play Geeky or Game Over.
So we'd like to play a little game with you. The way the game works is I'll give you a topic and you will answer if you are geeky about it, if you like it or enjoy it, and answer game over if you like it or haven't heard of it. You're welcome to elaborate further on your answers if you'd like. So we'll go ahead and get going. River rafting.
I've never river rafted, so I can't tell you if it's...
What?
He has river rafted twice down the Green River below Flaming Gorge.
Oh,
as a family
right.
trip, we took the easiest the course grandkids. Possible with the grandkids. So I would say he's probably game over, but geeky about his grandkids. He's provided some really cool opportunities for the kids.
That's right. I forgot about that one. Sorry.
How about you, yeah. Marianne?
So I too have only river rafted twice with Rick. It is so much fun. I don't know if I would be excited if it was super crazy, but I fall probably somewhere in between.
Hiking.
Again, I wouldn't say I'm geeky. I like to get outside, but it's not something I do on a regular basis.
I walk around Book Cliff Yard all the time. I don't need to go into the mountains and climb.
You get your steps in?
Yes, I do.
How about ATVs or OHVs, side-by-sides?
Not geeky, but we enjoy them. In fact, we're going on a trip next weekend. We'll be doing that down in southern Utah. And taking the grandkids and kids. So We're going to be staying in Bluff, going over to Bears Ears, and we're going on a OHV ride to see the caverns and that where they've lived.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Harry Potter.
Game over.
Game over.
Game over. I'm game over too.
My daughter loves it. She's the only one.
How about your kids?
The kids read some of the books, but yeah, nowhere. It wasn't really our thing.
Marvel Comics.
Geeky.
She was fast on that.
Game over.
My daughter and I recently watched all of the Marvel comic or all the Marvel movies in cinematic release order and absolutely
loved. How long did that take you?
It took us a long time.
Yeah, like months probably. Yes. Wow.
But you know, when you're crying over Endgame, you're involved. When you think about it for days, you're a geek.
Yep. Very geeky.
Captain America, the world needs him.
Is he going to be on the mural?
Ooh, he should be. At least his shield should be. I've thought about tattooing it on my leg. I mean, come on. That's geeky.
That is pretty geeky. What interests you most about participating in the Price Downtown District?
Trying to improve it. It's old. It needs to be improved. There are a lot of things that need to be updated and cleaned up. So this was a project that I kind of thought maybe would help, and it surprised me very much. People have been very positive about it. We've had the president of the University of Utah stop by with his entourage, and they all enjoyed walking through it, and Kate explained it to them very well. So they all understood what was going on, and it seemed to be a positive thing that we've done for it. So I think it's going to be good for the rest of the community.
So my heart has been to have a place where our kids want to stay. We hear it said all the time that in Carbon County, our greatest export is our children. So my involvement with the mural, seeing where this can go, just the snowball effect that I'm hoping for is that we're able to create a place where our kids want to stay, plant roots, raise families, that our downtown becomes a place of its own, that it's not dependent on other things, or we can create a beautiful space where people want to come and, you know, have lunch or sit outside or whatever. I'm just really excited about the possibilities. And this mural has just sparked that even more. And I think, like Rick said, without even realizing how big this thing could be, like it's really taken on a life of its own. So I hope it's a positive impact.
The Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, we've been helping with the Price Downtown District a little bit. And something that I didn't realize, like you mentioned, we want our kids to be here. We want our kids to stay. We want to draw people down. We want them to have that quality of life that really all of rural Utah has, but we want them to have an even better experience. So we already have a good quality of life. We have clean air. Cameron can just ride us side by side from his garage to right up in the hills within 3 minutes, probably. Mm-hmm. We have that here, that if that's what you're looking for. But one of the problems that we have with attracting business here is we'll have a great business. They need additional employees. They find these additional employees from the Wasatch Front or from Colorado or wherever it may be. The spouse that's taking the job loves the job, loves the pay, loves the quality of life until their family comes. And then their family sees our downtown. Our family sees what stores are available. There's not a Target. We have a Starbucks, but that's just recently added. We don't have a Costco. We don't have some of those amenities that people living on the Wasatch Front or in these more urban areas have at their fingertips. And so it's great to see Price City putting an emphasis on rebranding their downtown to draw in employees for our major employers that are here.
Well, I have to give a compliment to the mayor, Mike Corianis, because he has done a lot to help people, to encourage people to do this kind of stuff. And he's done the work with us too. He's been out there with us. He's done some of the cleaning and washing the wall down by himself. So it's good to have the mayor in here, and he's really been a helpful product.
Thank you. He's been a great addition to the city.
Well, and I come with a different perspective because I think that when people come in, they do see all those things, and to them, it's a negative. I actually see it as a positive. When I tell people that come into our store what restaurants are around, we have some great places to eat, and it's local, and it's ethnic, and it's different than Applebee's or Olive Garden. But if you want those, drive an hour. It's okay. But if you can support our local economy and spend time in these restaurants and encourage the people that are working there, I think that's where our strength really is. So my perspective, like, I always try to find everything here first, enjoy a meal here first before I travel over the mountain to go to a Costco. So, you know, even with our big box stores here, these are local people that work there. So we're still supporting them as we're shopping here. So that's, I feel like we can do a better job here with our local economy if we just stay local.
Very much so. And I think that's what I was trying to say with the Price Downtown District. We have to be able to display that so that when people do move in, they don't feel the urge that they have to leave or that they don't want to live here because they don't have those things at their fingertips, because we have it here. You just got to look in different places.
Yep.
How do you envision the Price Downtown District looking in the next, let's say, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years?
I hope there's some more murals put up. I hope there's some more green spaces downtown, make it look a little bit nicer, cleaner. And I hope the community starts cleaning up the buildings that we do have in place. There's some that's going to either be torn down or cleaned up. So I hope that gets done, and I hope it goes smoothly and quickly.
I think for us as a family, the investment in downtown long before the mural was having a space that looks nice, is clean, it's presentable. We take care. You might drive by at any time and see my in-laws pulling weeds on the back of fence or whatever. It's been very important to them. And what I would hope is that as a community, we don't just have people coming in to buy property. We have people coming in to invest in the community. So we have a lot of property owners on our main street, but these buildings aren't having like improvements done to them. So I'm hoping that we can see some of that happen where people begin to get invested and are looking for new businesses, new opportunities for people to use the space. But I also envision more murals. I now drive through town and see blank canvas where I didn't before. And I am really excited at the possibility that we could have more murals and also more events. I really hope our mural that we do have and that space creates a nice place for people to be able to have concerts, have vendors set up, food trucks, whatever that looks like, and that would be welcomed by our community.
Do you want to speak on the event that we just had?
On our grand opening event? Mm-hmm. So our grand opening event was going to be so awesome if we had been able to see it from beginning to end. We did get rained out, so we didn't get to finish our presentations. We didn't get to finish, have our band. But what we did have was a lot of community members show up. We went through all of the food, so that was really encouraging. We were hoping we'd have that many people, which we did. But what we did see was people stay waiting to see if it was going to continue. And that was really encouraging to me because, honestly, I'm kind of the person that the first raindrop, I'd be like, I'm heading home. I don't want to get wet. But I watched people just stand under umbrellas, stand under the canopies and just visit. A lot of people came out.
We saw a lot of people walking up and down the mural.
Yeah.
Looking at it, taking pictures in front of it, taking pictures of the mural, of the spots that they really enjoyed.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really exciting to see people find something that means something to them personally. Like the gal who called Rick yesterday because her family's coal company was on the wall. And we didn't do that on purpose. It just happened that way.
We just picked something out and we tried to hope it would be something everybody would remember and talk about. So
yeah.
It was a surprise to me when she called.
What are your next projects?
I have been talking to Kate. One of the next projects that I think that we'll be part of.
Kate's the artist.
Kate Kilpatrick. is creating an activity coloring book for our area that includes the mural with, like, here's how the artist depicted this. How would you paint this? Kind of activities. We will have some Easter eggs hidden in the mural for people of all ages to find. And hopefully that will send them to another really awesome location in our town, in our county, where they can just see what we really have, from the woolly mammoth in the museum to the coke ovens in East Carbon to 9 Mile, which is really the longest mural in Utah. We're claiming it, but that's the natural one. And then I recently became the chairperson over the promotions committee for our downtown district. And so we're just starting to build that committee and see what we can do to really promote our downtown.
I'm excited for yours. I'm excited for the coloring book. Yeah. I'm excited for some of those activities that we can tie our youth and our kids and even adults into going and looking at the mural and spending time down there. I'm excited to hear Ricky's news. Hopefully that's going to come in the next little bit. He's leaving us on the edge.
He is leaving me on the edge too.
Cliffhanger. Any last thoughts on the mural, Price Downtown? Anything you'd like to leave with the listeners?
If you had asked me 5 years ago if I would be geeky over a mural, I would have laughed. Rick's the same. This mural has just brought an excitement for Booklift and for us, and I think for the community. And it makes me smile. People talk to me about it all the time. I got a text before I came down today. I freaking love your mural. And it makes me smile because it's just something you couldn't have envisioned or asked for. And now here it is. I feel like it's a gift to the community. And I appreciate that Rick had the idea. And then when I was able to connect with Kate Kilpatrick, that he was still on board. So I think it's been fun. He loves doing these podcasts. He loves doing everything with me.
No, I don't like doing podcasts. I don't like being in the front of people talking. And
he doesn't. And so this is a big deal. So
the good thing is you're only in front of, like, me talking today.
Okay.
Then maybe hundreds of listeners later.
No, we'll, I don't like that kind of the part of the business that my son and I are both very quiet, and we visit with the people we work with. We become friends with them. And that's why we've been successful, because it's a family business and it's a family in the coal mining industry. So we all work together and we have good times. So
I'm a little less quiet.
Right.
But we're very proud of this and proud to be a part of this as a family. I think I can speak for all of us in saying that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for Booklift's investment into the Price Downtown District. Thanks for spearheading that and showing what can be done and how we can promote our downtown district, how we can draw people down, how we could liven it up a little bit. If people wanted to see the mural, they could see it. It's within Price Downtown District. It's between First West and Carbon Avenue and just a half a block south of Main Street. One of the main roads coming in is Carbon Avenue. It's right there on the main road at the intersection of Carbon Avenue and Main Street. So come check it out. Come walk along it. Take your pictures. Find the Easter eggs, the woolly mammoths, the coke ovens, dinosaur footprints.
Yep. I'm not sure they're on there yet, but they will be on there in the next week. So
very cool.
Thank you very much. Appreciate doing this with you.
Thank you. Thanks for taking some time out of your day to talk to the listeners about what's happening in southeastern Utah and rural Utah in general. Lastly, don't forget to check out the Eastern Utah Business Summit happening on October 26th and 27th, hosted at USU Eastern. You can find details on that at Eventbrite. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care of yourself, and if you can, someone else.